This album's celebrating an anniversary.
What up, Sam?
What up? What up?
How's your weekend?
Pretty busy.
Yeah?
I was a busy man.
What did you do?
Reviewed a show, went to the rugby.
Woo!
Watched some boxing.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Tyson.
Yeah. It was like seeing two uncles at a barbecue kind of go at it.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of a typical barbecue activity, isn't it?
It was pretty cool seeing Mike Tyson back in the ring. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah, he was looking good.
Goodness me. And he was still looking pretty fierce, you know.
Yeah.
Some of those, oof, oh, God.
I certainly wouldn't try him.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, we're looking at Slum Village.
Yes, we're looking at Slum Village. Fantastic Volume 2 is the name of the album. It came out in 2000, which means it's turning 20. Slum Village, they're from Detroit. They formed in 1996, and obviously J Dilla, Button, and T3, they grew up together in the same neighborhood. They went to the same high school together. And even before they formed, J Dilla was already gaining a strong reputation as a producer, as a beat maker. We've talked about J Dilla before on anniversary albums, and he basically, as a teenager, he stayed in his basement all day, every day, learning how to produce and make beats. And this basically got him onto the radar of people like Q-Tip and other big names in hip-hop.
Yeah.
And he ended up working, before Slum Village was a thing, he ended up working on projects by likes of De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Busta Rhymes. He was kind of like this producer prodigy that was, you know, appearing on everyone's albums. And but he wanted to commit, though, to the group that he formed with his friend, Slum Village. So they recorded their debut album in 1996 and 1997, and it caused quite a stir on the underground rap scene, but it didn't chart at all. So musically speaking, they decided, yeah, we'll go back into the studio and we'll try again. And basically, Slum Village, they were part of a new generation of rappers and hip-hop groups coming through that had kind of missed the boom-bap kind of era, the classic era of hip-hop. This is kind of the late 90s into the 2000s, and we're talking here people like MF Doom, Mos Def, Little Brother, those types of people. And yeah, they would become part of that kind of new scene, which also became known as, I guess, alternative hip-hop or underground hip-hop, which was initially developing in places like New York and Detroit and eventually, yeah, Atlanta, other places like that.
Keeping the flaming torch alive.
Absolutely. So they recorded, when it came to recording this second album, they'd initially recorded it for another label, but in 1998 that label went bust, so the whole thing went up in the air basically. And they decided to go back and spend a bit more time in the studio, change things up a bit. And it was in this time when J Dilla was working with people like Erykah Badu and D'Angelo, and he fell into that whole neo-soul thing. And as a result, he kind of brought those influences back to Slum Village. And this record ended up taking a slight sort of neo-soul bent at times. Obviously, his beat-driven production is still there, but it has this kind of neo-soul meets classic hip-hop feel. And it even, the neo-soul influence goes as far as people like Q-Tip, D'Angelo and Common all appear on this record. So, he had that star power to bring in those big names that he'd been working with. And this is pretty impressive for a man who's still relatively young at this time.
Yeah.
So, should we play some music?
Yes, let's play some music. What you got?
We're going to start with a track called Tell Me. And this one features D'Angelo, who at the time, if you remember, he was like probably one of the biggest R&B stars on the planet. Voodoo had come out earlier in the year, and obviously that was a massive album. And so this was a big feature for Slum Village, and it's D'Angelo definitely gives that distinct neo soul kind of vibe.
Oh damn! Is someone blowing on your ass? Yeah. Check it out.
Tell me if you want something you can just come on, baby. Tell me if you want something you can just come on. Tell me if you want something you can just come on. Tell me if you want something you can just come on.
Tell me if you just want to get closer. You got the numbers on your poster. And if you won't talk, I'll make it so that my sexual intensity captivates. You got it on your body, cracked waist.
juice. Ecstasy is what I produce, deuce. Tweety, my virtues, I never ever lose, I'm not the average Joe Schmo you used to. This Jones in my bones could hurt ya, unless you're ready for the nurture. Tell me if you just want to get closer. I roll the numbers on your poster, and if you want to, I'll make it show that. Never ever will you yearn the satisfaction of a climax. 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 And if you ask for a climax, a climax. Say what you feel, feel what you say. Don't hold back, it's real that way. Take time, and the time it takes, baby, it's just fine. Shit, I got time to waste. Just speak up, it's not the time to play. You know I want you in a special way. Special way, special way. You know we need to make it happen like yesterday. You know, get it up and running like Flojo. We can kick it like they do up in the dojo. You know, if you ain't ready, this can go slow. So Joe, if you with it, you can let me know. So
tell me if you want something, you can just...
Sexy girl and also quite confident. Uh-huh. You can sell goods and probably market it. Hey, yo, what's up with 7 inches? Can I pocket it? I wanna get your prerogative. Uh-huh. I bet you meet a lot, it gets monotonous. Spitting more game than an evangelist.
That's right.
Girl, you know you scandalous.
Come on.
I'm trying to get a one-on-one monogamous.
Uh-huh.
Let's look into it like an analyst.
Come on.
I'm thinking about, can you handle this?
Uh-huh.
Take you back to the room with just a dip touch. Touching the zone, that's erogenous. But that's enough, I'm really trying to chill. What's up?
What's up?
What's up with you? Maybe we can chill a while. What's up? We can chill a while. What's up with you? Maybe we can chill a while.
Tell me if you want something, you can just come on, baby. Tell me if you want something, you can just come on, baby. Tell me if you want something, you can just come on.
Here, my little son. All right, boys, get out and stretch them. All right, right now, boy.
Yo,
all of you.
Damn, man.
You some type of singing group or something, man?
What
you sing, man?
Why
you sing country?
Oh,
sing
why
something for me now.
This,
all right, right
fuck
now.
That. Fuck
man,
that.
Fuck
sing something.
Shit, man.
Come on.
Watch
come
me
on.
Get down and just... Do my thing, baby. Watch me get down and just do my thing, baby. Watch me get down and just do my thing, baby.
That was Tell Me featuring D'Angelo by Slum Village from the album, our anniversary album of the week, Fantastic Volume
yeah,
2.
Yeah, that was a nice little interlude at the end there.
Yeah, it's something that pops up a lot in hip-hop around
yeah.
this era is the interlude.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's there's a lot of messing around that happens.
A lot of messing around.
But that one's quite...
That was cute. It was like kind of barbershoppy, kind of
yeah.
doo-woppy kind
one of thing.
One of
them was pretending to be like kind of an old man.
Yeah. What you doing? The next track we're going to play is called What's It All About. This is track 8, and this features Busta Rhymes. And this one has kind of a more classic 90s soul hip-hop feel. And yeah, Busta Rhymes really smashes the vocal here out of the park.
Text at 53985 if you want to talk to us about Slum Village. 95 BFM.
Busta Rhymes, Slum Village. Yeah. Flip Mode Squad. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. We gonna bounce around like this. Yeah. First class, full blast. Smash everything. Women wiggle their ass. All my niggas analyze a car.
color contrast. Live parallel bound, shake control of mass. Focus, focus, focus. Smoke this, watch bust around the dopest. Hit y'all niggas with the bomb diagnosis. Slum village hot shit and you know this. Nowadays we talk funny and floss money. Jiffy shine a whip down when the day's sunny. Bust the vibes in slum village and make a pilgrimage. From Detroit all the way back to the Brooklyn Bridge. Black facts and acts of crime rhymes. Spitting my max, spinning my wax. Now fill it one time. Blow your mind, shine blind on y'all at the same time. Regulate shit cause I always come to take mine.
We worldwide. Who's cool? What up, yo? I'm every MC by the name of JD. Spell it out, though. Yeah, that's the way it is, nigga. Get your money. Detroit, the metropolis. Super fly, watch, try, ain't no stopping this shit. SB, stay on top of this. It's the non-flopping this. Niggas popping the. It's all real, ain't no props. Nah, ain't no props in this. Stay in the mix like the Papadopoulos. Get it, then we get adopted. Get it, the proper shit. Says SV, flip mode, the non-stopping this.
To my nigga JD.
Yo, live and wax with the extra rap. You see the ass been doing this shit since way back. You can say that. When it comes to rap, we got a knack for that. And for that, we rap. Also, we rap. So this Lucas stack, gripping the fat Cadillac with the diamond back. If you was to ask me where it's at, said it's all about the cheese and the SV cats. On the real, with real Detroit raps. Player haters get the axe, your finesse, it lacks. See the words you speak, get you caught in the trap. Don't write your own raps, somebody else do that. It's word up.
East Mac, Nicholas, niggas don't give a fuck. Frank Nitti got no pity on these niggas for what? My nigga Dane waking up the Ganny from Earth. Show these niggas how you get your money's worth. Moving in position with my mutual funds. Taking out your seconds and you don't know how it's done. I'm every MC plus 3 plus 1. All around the world giving suckers the runs. Call me Biz Mar with the Pepto shit. I guess that you can say that we the ultimate man. Flip mode squad in the slums to shit.
Come on everybody, let me see you get down. Come on everybody. Motown, Motown,
Slum Village, making you bounce. Busta Rhymes, y'all, making you bounce. Just flip my old squad, baby, making you bounce. Niggas in the world, making you bounce. All my bitches in the world, you know we making you bounce. Yo, 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 we making you bounce. Just shake your little ass, girl, making you bounce. You bounce, you bounce, you bounce.
How's it going, party people? How's your Monday going? Take some 5395, say hi.
Say hi.
This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're going to be talking about the reception of Slum Village, are we?
We are.
I'm here with Sam Smith.
So, as I was saying, it came out on a new label, Good Vibe, but it didn't really sell, largely due to them being still quite an underground group. It was also heavily bootlegged, and obviously, if you remember, at the time, Napster was all the rage.
Oh, yes.
And obviously, people were leaking new music like water leaking out of a pipe. So if you wanted to sell records and you're an underground artist, it was pretty difficult when your music was being leaked.
Right.
But it became a big hit on the underground scene, and critics were very impressed. Some said they were torchbearers from the recently split Tribe Called Quest. The Phoenix News Times said Slum Village was going to save rap music.
Aww.
That was nice.
That's very nice.
Very nice. And obviously J Dilla's production, especially singled out as being quite revolutionary and game-changing. He's probably definitely one of the most influential producers of the last 20 years in hip-hop, particularly in alternative underground hip-hop. And since its release, although it wasn't commercially successful as their later work, it still held up as a significant rap record at the time and really cemented J Dilla as one of the best producers of his era. And after its release, J Dilla left Slum Village, actually, to pursue his solo career, and he just became even more in demand. And as a producer, he just went on and produced so much stuff for other people, for himself. He eventually released Donuts in 2006.
Yes.
And he sadly passed away pretty soon after that.
He was making beats in his hospital bed.
He was, yes. He was working right up to the end. And Slum Village kept going, though, without him. And they had actual commercial success without him, interestingly enough. But no doubt, I think some of their best work was definitely with J Dilla, including this album. And, it definitely gave J Dilla the platform to go and have a successful solo career.
Fantastic.
Which he did. So, on that note, we're going to finish with track number 12, and this was the first single released from the record. It's called Get This Money, and this is just an all-out absolute bop, and wonderful production on here, and great rapping as well. Just a great party track.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam, and
pleasure.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, ciao. Thank you.
Ciao.
Don't get mad cause I'm doing things you just can't.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.